You have chosen to trust me, the hypnotic beast, to guide you into a light, focused trance where you can forget about everything else for now, travel to a fantastic land of toys, and transform into a toy, muscle-bound action figure.
Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal, everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful, you become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in.
Take in a deep and slow breath out. Breathe out. Breathe in. Out. In. Breathe out the air completely. Breathe in. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Breathe out the air completely. Take in a deep and slow breath. Breathe out the air completely. In. Breathe out. In. Breathe out slowly. In. Breathe out slowly. In. Breathe out. In. Breathe out the air completely. In. Out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Out. In. Out. Breathe in. Out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Out. In. Out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out.
As you continue to breathe, you can allow yourself to focus inwards and relax deeper. The deeper you can relax, the more you can focus. The more you can focus, the more you can imagine and allow your inner senses to dominate. The more you become experienced with mindful make-believe, the more you can trust in me. And in this process, we can enjoy deep, profound hypnosis. You can feel wonderful when you forget about everything else for now and allow me to guide you to go deep into a rich fantasy as you experience your imagination and allow your mind to wander. How does it feel when you become so immersed in fantasy you forget your senses just for a short while? Each and every time you go in and out of hypnotic trance, you become more experienced with how your mind works, and your ability to tell reality from fantasy grows ever stronger. If you listen to the sound of my voice, you can focus on the four pillars of hypnosis: relaxation, focus, trust, and imagination, which all interact to allow you to go deep into a hypnotic experience. This is your time to relax deeply and allow your body and mind to recover and restore. Could you imagine one day you found yourself a ticket to Toyland? Perhaps you're not sure what the intricately decorated ticket was really for. Maybe you thought it was some form of marketing stunt. Perhaps you found yourself on a crisp morning near midwinter by the nearest train tracks waiting for a train to Toyland. To your surprise, a large steam engine locomotive rolls down the track, billowing massive clouds of steam. Every car in the train looks to be made of polished wood and brass. The antique train car looks impeccably maintained and yet well worn by many journeys. A conductor of a long, rolling white beard and a big pot belly, clad in a sharp uniform and a conductor's cap, punches your ticket and guides you to your seat. Inside the train, you find lush cabins with large reclining chairs and a wide aisle between them. Feeling the spirit of adventure, you settle into your chair and watch the landscapes pass by through the windows. The train seems to be magical as you realize it follows a rail line you've never known existed. You seem to be going around the world as the train picks up passengers from various countries. The different biomes you pass through, forests, plains, deserts, tundras, seems to change every half hour or so. Soon the train car is full of different people, but the spacious seating still makes the journey rather comfortable. The people on the train understand each other, although some say you have a foreign accent in their mother tongue, while some seem to have a foreign accent in the language you speak. Everyone that boarded the train has the same detailed ticket to Toyland. You all feel like little kids heading to a fantastic destination. People ask you what your favorite toys are. Perhaps you grew up with over-muscled action figures. Perhaps you had a plump, cuddly plush. Perhaps you had a rocking horse. Perhaps you had a fun board game, a gluttonous gorilla. The conductor, walking through the cabin, gives a deep chuckle as he looks everyone over. His belly jiggles and he says, "Wouldn't you rather be a toy?" Everyone in the car seems to drop into a slight daze for a moment, and you all agree it would be rather fun to become your favorite toy. A few pretend to be theirs, start an improv acting out being their favorite toys. When it's time for you to eat, you head to the dinner car and have an amazing meal. You might not have thought they had your favorite food on the train, but they did. Afterwards, you go to the cafe car and enjoy a good drink as you chat with your new friends. You all can't seem to stop talking about your favorite toys. At night, the train heads north into a pine forest surrounded by snow. The moon reflects on the trees in a blissfully soothing way. Your seat reclines all the way back, and you find it easy to drift all the way down into a peaceful sleep. The conductor walks up and down the train. He opens the window slightly, and the cool night air is comforting and relaxing. The burly round conductor then heads for the engine. A few minutes later, the engine blows a massive billowing cloud of cool steam. The steam flows into each and every train car from the outside. The mist feels wonderful as it coats your face and fills your sinuses. It has a fantastic, relaxing scent and sensation, like a powerful healing salve. Mint, methanol, eucalyptus, all those wonderful scents. Perhaps pure, or perhaps mixed with the herbs from the conductor's pipe and his fatherly scent. It seems to relax the deepest you possibly could go. As you continue to settle more comfortably into your support, you can feel the lovely mist flow into your lungs soothingly and wash over your body. It flows around your head, massaging your scalp and pleasurably numbing your face, so all the muscles in your jaw, brow, and skull can relax and become calm. With each and every breath you breathe in, you can feel the pacifying magic placate your deepest fears as you become copacetic and trusting. The magic mist feels as though someone you trust massages your back and shoulders as any discomfort or unease fades away. The soothing mist flows along your arms, so you feel your arm muscles relax from your biceps and triceps down to your forearms and wrists. Your hands can touch pure relaxation as the mist unwinds all the small muscles in your palms and fingers. It feels wonderful to just let go and enjoy the ride. The magic mist billowing from the engine only takes you deeper into enchantment as it soothes your lower back and belly, rubbing them gently. It feels amazing to let the largest muscles in your body, your groin, glutes, and thighs, just give in to relaxation and accept pleasurable comfort. Your shins and calves easily follow the rest of your body as you can do nothing but relax even further. The mist seems to whirl around your feet, perhaps driving deep into your socks and shoes, all the nooks and crannies, to spread the relaxation to the deepest parts of yourself. You can feel every toe step into soothing comfort as the magical mist seems to give your feet a wonderful massage. As you drift deeper into comfort, you can hear a soft loudspeaker click on from somewhere in the cabin. The deep, rich voice of the conductor says it is time to go into a deep sleep for the night. The soothing mist is filling the train and keeps flowing to allow you to go even deeper into pure relaxation. The conductor says he will help you count sheep to drop into a deep, peaceful sleep. There are 10 sheep in a dirt field, he says. One by one, they hop the fence and go deep into the nearby flower meadow, peaceful and free to sleep comfortably. With every number I count, go deeper into soothing sleep. You can forget about everything for now and go deeper into peaceful slumber. 10. The first fluffy sheep jumps the fence. Feel yourself drop down into the sleepy meadow. 9. The next fluffy sheep jumps. You can go even deeper into trance. 8. It feels good to relax even more. 7. You can listen to my voice and yield to experience. 6. It feels wonderful to just feel your body softly sink into a fresh bed of fluffy flowers. 5. Nothing to do but sleep and indulge in this wonderful fantasy. 4. You can relax and go deeper. 3. Easy to become open to new experiences and grant yourself the freedom to enjoy deep, immersive fantasy. 2. With every breath you take, you breathe in my enchanting magic and release everything else. 1. It feels good to sleep and become a happy toy, doesn't it? 0. All the way down now. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. The next morning, you exit the train to find yourself in a town full of enchanted toys. The wooden platform of the station is soon full of your fellow passengers. Tall alpine mountains surround the valley on all sides. The scent of pine and green relaxes you further. A small army of human-sized plush animals carry away your luggage in their maws. A sharp-looking guard with a sharp hat, cape, and a long, flowing white beard, despite their brilliant, youthful smile, vaguely reminding you of a nutcracker, greets you and the other guests from atop a white rocking horse that seems to be both rocking soothingly on massive arched rails and yet standing regally still on all fours at the same time. Behind the nutcracker is a roped kobold in a pocket dimension inside a giant floating card with points and instructions printed on a box in the front. The scholarly kobold takes notes in a leather-bound book. The nutcracker dismounts his horse and struts towards the new arrivals. As the guard walks, his firm muscles ripple under his uniform, and he has an air of collected focus and commanding intelligence. While you are focused on this commanding figure, the train pulls out of the station, and you realize you are now in his hands. He barks commands, and you soon all quickly line up side by side, facing him. He paces, looks you all over, and inspects each and every one of you like a drill sergeant. When he comes to you, you realize he is even more attractive and frightening than you thought. He looks like he's getting down to business as he gives you more than just a cursory inspection. He pulls your arms out and inspects your muscles. He pats your belly, perhaps your rump. He looks at your hands and feet, while giving you the coldest stare down. He pulls on your chin and looks inside your mouth like a doctor at a checkup. For a few moments, he leans back, thinking, stroking his white beard. Muscle Man Doll, he says to the scholarly kobold in the floating playing card. You mean action figure, the card says. Yeah, one of those muscle freaks, he says. To your surprise, you begin to feel yourself swell with power and mass. The mist from last night deep inside your body now seems to activate, and from your deepest self you become the hulking muscle monster you always wanted to be. Your pecs fill out and pull out of your shirt. Your arms expand and your shoulders broaden. Your thighs swell and burst at the seams. Your rump becomes globular and thick. Your brow thickens and grows heavy as your hands and feet swell with power. Your big hairy toes burst through your shoes, and your massive hands feel like hams. Everyone stares at you as you transform, including the nutcracker, who looks mildly pleased at your ongoing transformation. Watching your muscles balloon and swell as they burst through your clothes, revealing hard slabs of what seems to be both painted plastic and thick flesh at the same time. Perhaps you're becoming a superhero action figure, and the skin-tight spandex can't help but burst through your former clothing, revealing your colorful self to the world. Perhaps you're some sort of creature, a literal muscle monster. Perhaps you grow scales or thick tufts of fur under the shreds of your garments. Perhaps you grow wings and a sturdy leather harness, which glows with a rune of power, radiating your swelling muscles with a magical force. Perhaps you just hulk out completely, becoming a colorful, massive brute with earth-shaking mass. Perhaps you become a wrestler, wearing a pair of stretchy, glittery briefs, heavy boots and gloves. Perhaps you grow a thick beard or long, flowing barbarian locks. Perhaps you sport a short butch cut and smooth, plump muscles. As the nutcracker stares you down, you can do nothing but swell and bulk in his presence, your body audibly creaking and groaning with every burst of power. It feels like every major muscle in your body swells like a balloon, sending waves of hulking pleasure at the pressure in your pump that bulges. Even parts of you that I haven't mentioned bulk and swell with mass and power. As the last bit of your huge muscle body bursts through, you feel your true self emerge for everyone to see. Perhaps you can feel the hump of muscle on your back and your thick bull neck. Your fresh plastic body and sweaty muscles gleam as you pant and tower over the tatters of your old self. Even if you swell bigger than the nutcracker, his piercing gaze still immobilizes you as you look down into his eyes. You can remember nothing but your new identity as a toy. Perhaps you call yourself Power Man, Colossal, Eagle Lord, the Dominator, or something equally over the top and dripping with masculine energy. You're easily 2 to 3 times the size as anyone on the platform. Good, the Nutcracker says, before moving on to the next guest. You feel something soft tap at your shin. You look down to see a small plush animal motioning for you to follow them. Perhaps you fly with newfound superpowers, or perhaps your hulking heavy body lumbers with every footstep as you are led to a bungalow in the action figure district of the town, filled with other roided out dolls. You get assigned your own place to learn the ins and outs of Toyland, including all the places to relax and have fun, like the gym and hot springs, the cafes and drinking halls, the waterfalls and forests. You soon make wonderful friends, not just with other massive action figures, but with toys of all kinds, with whom you enjoy playing with. Over the next few months to years, you attend classes on how to be a great toy, how to act like a big brother or guardian angel to a special owner eventually. Deep inside, you feel as though you can continue to grow in ways that rewardingly help others and yourself. But for now, you enjoy wrestling and screwing around with the other massive muscle freaks, as you enjoy your new experience as an action figure in Toyland. Take a few moments now to recall the experience in greater detail, in your own preferred way. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience. And every word I say, allow an even greater trust to form. You can enjoy the sensory imagery provided by your subconscious. You can allow your conscious self to relax. Yourself to relax and let go. You are able to let go of everything for now. You may notice your focus increasing as you tune out discomfort. Forget what you can forget. Is
Isn't it wonderful to know how much you can love hypnosis? It feels good to become open to change. People are able to recognize and enjoy vivid imagination. It feels good to trust your ability to imagine. Allow the most basic part of yourself to relax. It feels good to trust your ability to imagine. Permit yourself to focus on what's best for you to focus on. You may notice your focus increasing as you tune out discomfort. It's okay to allow yourself to feel what you want under hypnosis. You can enjoy the sensory imagery provided by your subconscious. Forget what you can forget. You can allow yourself to relax and let go.
In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of whatever state of trance you may be in, feeling refreshed, as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of this session, perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1, closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives, negative thoughts, negative places, memories, or people. 2, starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, completely human in body and mind. 3, allowing the world around you to return. 4, eyes crystal clear. 5, eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and go deeper. Thanks to my supporters who ensure more quality recordings in the future and give a small donation of $1 or more a month at hypnobeast.com.